Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
When addiction takes control, getting help can change everything. Parkwood Behavioral Health System offers compassionate, evidence-based addiction treatment for adults right here in Mississippi. Take the first step today. Visit parkwoodbhs.com. Healing starts here. With limited exceptions, physicians are not employees or agents of this facility.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air. We're at the Southern Bancorp studio here in Oak Grove. It's Bob and Kelly today. We're glad you're with us. As every day, the opening segment is sponsored by our dear friends at Dickie's Barbecue Pit / Fuzzy's Tacos. Take your pick. They're both wonderful, and we appreciate all that they do. All right, so tomorrow is the 10th anniversary show, and when we got ready to put this show together, it's true. Kelly and I talked about this, and we wanted to bring people on who had contributed to the show. It helped us make the show what it is. And number one on the list was this guy right here, our first guest. But scheduling of baseball prevented Jack Duggan, Sports Information Director, for being on tomorrow's show because they're going to be playing baseball while we're on the air. So we asked Jack to come on today, and he did, and we're glad he did. He's in Norfolk, Virginia, and you said the weather's good out there as we get ready for baseball tonight, Jack?
Oh, it is, Bob. We're looking forward to it, man. A little night baseball here on the East Coast, and trying to start a new month and hopefully start us a new winning streak.
Yeah, exactly. Real quick, have you been to the ballpark? We had heard that it was undergoing renovation. Is that correct?
I did not go to the practice last night, but yeah, it is. Evidently, all the stands are in the outfield right now. They're still working on the facility. This is the second year they've been working on it. You know, last year they played in different fields all over the city, including the AAA ballpark here in Norfolk. They're playing at their home facility this year, but still in the process of renovations, and looks like we'll be located probably somewhere down the right field line here this evening and this weekend for the series.
So it's going to be an odd environment, just based on the structure of the facility right now, right?
A little bit, yeah. But yeah. I mean, baseball's baseball. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what happens outside the lines. It's all that matters is what happens between the lines. And your nine guys are going to go out there and they're going to play their heart out and do their best to win this evening.
Jack, I know obviously what you're doing right now, but I kind of wanted, since we're kind of in a reflective mode here today and tomorrow on the program, take us back to your beginning at Southern Miss and how that happened and how long you've actually been in the buildings at Southern Miss now.
Well, this is my second stint, Kelly. I was an undergrad and then got my master's. I played baseball under Coach Hill Denson for a couple of years. I know that's well documented on the program. and my eventual demise from the game, where I've led into my to my career that I have had for over 30 something years now. But I was at Southern Miss from 85 to 91 as a student and then as a graduate assistant, and then had the good fortune to come back in August of 06 and work for a guy by the name of Mike Montoro, who's now at West Virginia University. I worked for him, did basketball for a year. And then he left, and I was promoted the next August and have been kind of in my role since, and running the athletic communications office. And me and my family have been, I guess, back. This is my 20th year back, and it's been a heck of a ride. I've seen a lot of great highs, seen some lows, but it's been for the most part, a very enjoyable experience since coming back to Hattiesburg.
This is kind of my running joke with a lot of the people who have been long-timers at Southern Miss, because lots of times in conversation, they'll tell you how many vacation days they have stored up, because, you know, they never take any time
Jack
off.
Jack never takes a day. Jack, you must have like 25 years stored up.
No, I don't know if it's that much, but when you love something that you do, it's kind of hard to take vacation days, and
I think when
certainly something that I do.
When Regal Napier was there, I think he said that he could have, I think, retired 3 years, for 3 years prior to his retirement and still gotten paid because of all the days that he had saved up.
I got to tell you, he's one of my dearest friends. I love Regal Napier. And Jack Duggan, I have never been able to get him to come on this show. Is there anything you can do?
And you never will be able to.
No, he's not going to, is he?
No, he's not going to do it. He's not that. But, hey, there's no man that I respect more than Regal Napier, who I consider my mentor.
Right.
And somebody who I hold in great esteem, who I try to live up to every day. I don't know if I reach that very often, but I certainly have something that I do strive to do, especially in my English speaking ability.
I'm glad you brought that up. Tell me if this surprises you. Back when I was doing TV news, a lot of times Regal and I would go to work together. We'd ride together. He was doing sports, I was doing news. And so if we were anchoring, you know, doing the news the same night, I can't tell you how many drives from Moselle back to Hattiesburg I got English lessons all the way back to Hattiesburg about the things I had said improperly. Does that surprise you, Jack Duggan?
No, it's not. It does not surprise me in the least.
The one,
you know, I still get those from him every now and then. So
yeah, the one phrase
and I still appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
The one phrase that he would always call you on the carpet for is the phrase "one of the best."
Yes, there's only one best.
You can't be one of the best.
Here's another one. Oh, I heard this. Totally destroyed. Now, how do you, why did you say totally destroyed? Is there partially destroyed? Is there not destroyed? Is there destroyed? What is this totally destroyed? Yeah.
Well, there's another one. I don't know if it was he who gave me this one, but new career high. It's just a career high. It's not new. It's just a career high.
He's a great guy. He's a great guy. Jack, and I'm happy to say he's doing well.
In your tenure, Jack, what would you say was the toughest thing you had to deal with? Toughest thing professionally that you've had to encounter?
In my career?
At Southern Miss.
Oh, at Southern Miss. Man, it's a hard one. That's something I have to think about for a while. I think maybe going through three athletic directors, three football coaches, and three basketball coaches in each of three separate years was pretty difficult.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I look back in my career, probably one of the lowest points is when I worked at Nicholls State, I had deaths of three different student athletes over a 3-year period. And that was pretty low. Although, you know, coming back to it, I think the probably the lowest was probably the three football players that were shot during the 2010 season. That was a very difficult, trying time.
That was terrible.
And it just, I get a little emotional kind of thinking about it, to be quite honest with you. But that was pretty difficult.
Yeah. And not to be ending this on a down note, but I thought a couple of years ago when the young player got shot in front of his apartment complex.
Pretty bad as well.
Yeah, no question. Well, Jack, we asked you to come on the show. We've got about 90 seconds left. And I want to say this on the radio program. The Eagle Hour wouldn't be what it was if it wasn't for you. People have no idea how much help you provide, Kelly and I, behind the scenes, setting stuff up for us, arranging stuff for us, helping us with stuff. And, You know, number one, I want to thank you very much for everything you do to help me and this guy here on the Eagle Hour. And I know I speak for Kelly, and he can speak for himself. But even more so, I want to thank you for your friendship that we've developed with you over the past 10 years. It means a lot to me, and I know it does, Kelly. And we are forever grateful to you, my friend, for everything that you do to help us.
Well, I appreciate that. That means a lot. And, you know, of course, Dima's not on today, so what can I expect? Dima's going to take the day off when I'm on. So.
Of course. Well,
I can't say anything nice about him.
Yeah. Now, you've got 30 seconds left. Do you want to muster up something nice about Kelly?
He didn't know. I don't want to.
Where would I start? I only have 10 seconds.
We just asked him about the low part of his career. We don't need to have a new career low, in the words of Regal Napier, a new career low here.
Hey, Jack. Yes. We appreciate you more than we can tell you, my friend. Hope you have a good weekend out there, and thank you very much for coming on today.
Thanks, guys. Hey, to the top. All right. Y'all be good.
And Hacksaw, real quick before you go, Dima is not here, but he is working. He's at the football scrimmage.
So he says.
Oh, good. That's good then. Well, then I excuse him.
All right, Jack. Thank you, buddy.
Y'all take care, guys.
All right. Jack Duggan, everybody. I meant every word I said. I know you feel exactly the same. He's just a great guy.
And it's great to hear that there's going to be lovely weather, that just perfect for a butt kicking tonight.
We need to kick somebody's butt.
Poor Old Dominion. I feel bad for him.
We'll be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, Eagle Tire West sponsors the second segment of our program every day. They're located on Highway 98 West. They sell premium Goodyear tire products. They do full service auto and truck work. Matt Warren runs the place, got a great family operation. They've been in business since 1985. Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West, Goodyear tires, full service, and big USM supporters. Also want to thank my good friend, Kevin Mullins at Genesis of Hattiesburg. They're the official auto dealer of our program. Their sedans and SUVs are beautiful. They're located on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Mr. Grubbs, a great guy as well, big supporter of the athletic department. And I'm very grateful as we celebrate our 10th anniversary to all my friends like these two gentlemen and the one we just had off the phone. And real quick, your thoughts about Jack Duggan. He's a hard-working, good guy.
And you can't say he doesn't love Southern Miss, right? I mean, I know we joke about those days. But the thing is you'll ask these guys, look, you got all these vacation days saved up. Why don't you use them?
Yeah.
And I go, when?
Yeah.
We're always working. You know, there's always.
Man, he's putting out stuff at 11 o'clock at night. That's not unusual.
And it's probably no fun the older you get, but it just talks to you about the dedication.
Right. Take the salary of one of them tenured 20-year history professors and give it to Jack Duggan. He deserves it.
No history professors put cranking out stuff at 11 o'clock at night.
No, they're not. All right, Golden Eagles are in Norfolk, Virginia, as you know, to take on Old Dominion. It's well documented just how tough a hitting streak the Golden Eagles have suffered. Not hitting streak, I should say slumping streak. One kid, though, that's been a bright spot is a young freshman named Gray Eubanks, and he is a real puppy, let me tell you. But, you know, he got an opportunity, didn't really think he was going to play this year, got his opportunity. He's taken full advantage of it. Spent a little time with this youngster Monday afternoon. Hey, Gray Eubanks on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. One of the, I think, the great stories here in the last couple of weeks, a young freshman that steps in hitting 333, already 9 hits. First question, did you expect to play this soon, or were you looking to maybe be redshirted?
I was kind of thinking it was probably going to be a redshirt, but, you know, I talked to some of the coaches, like Coach Rhodes told me to practice every day, like I could be starting, you know, whether I'm getting redshirted or not, so that helped a lot, and I was just prepping as if I was starting every weekend, redshirt or not, so.
All right, so it's still kind of new, but I want you to tell us what is the biggest difference you see at this point from playing high school baseball and playing at this level?
Yeah, big difference. I'd say from my small school I played for in Tennessee, we definitely wouldn't see a 90 every week, but especially seeing sinkers and cutters at this level, I've never even probably heard of that before getting up here. So it's been a big difference for sure. Had to make a big adjustment to that.
That's got to be difficult though, right?
It was very. I mean, you could tell during the fall I didn't have my best fall. First time seeing pitching like this, so it was a big punch in the gut, I guess you could say like that. But it's a lot of fun now. Glad I'm starting to understand how this game works at this level.
I'm going to ask you an obvious question. In the fall and in pregame and preseason, you're having to hit against this pitching staff. That's got to really prepare you well for the staff that you're facing now that games are underway.
Yeah, for sure. It helped a lot. We said a lot during the fall, like the guys we're facing on our team is probably going to be some of the best pitching we see all year for sure. So that definitely helped us prep for this year and prepped us for seeing the pitching that we're going to face.
All right, so you're here now, you're hitting well, you probably earned your way for a while at least to come as the DH. What have the coaches taught you that's helped you accomplish this?
Yeah, it's just, you know, be comfortable in the box, try to get that pitch that I want. You know, during the fall, I was struggling with swinging at the wrong pitches I couldn't drive, you know. So that was really just the big thing. Coach Brewer helped me a lot with that as well, just getting the pitch to hit, you know. So,
yeah. All right, so the first time they call you in, the first at-bat, would you say your heart was beating how many beats a minute?
It was beating pretty fast, I'll say that. I will say I wasn't as nervous as I thought I was going to be, but it was definitely still beating pretty fast, and that pitcher looked like he was about 10 foot away from me, for sure. My eyes were wide, yeah.
Got a lot better every at-bat, I'm going to assume.
Yes, sir. I'm definitely comfortable in the box now, seeing it well. Heart rate's gone down a lot since that. So
we're glad to hear that. You don't want your heart beating too fast, right? All right. Needless to say, the team's been in a little bit of a batting slump. You haven't. I mean, you've really jumped on the scene. I think the Sunday game this past week, everybody seemed to come out of that. Is this something that is on everybody's mind, or are you guys just trying to put it behind you every game?
Yeah, just trying to put it behind us. We're not trying to get too high or too low, but we know what we're capable of, and we're going to keep working at that every single game the rest of the year.
I have to ask every freshman that comes here, I'm sure you were told about this place and the fan base here, but what has the experience been like for you?
Oh, it's been awesome. I couldn't ask for anything else. It's just, I mean – I knew about it before coming here, but I didn't know like the atmosphere was this crazy and how great this place really is. But it's been a blast for sure.
Have you ever seen a fan base quite like this
Never.
One?
Never have seen a fan base like this one. It's a lot of fun playing in front of everybody on Friday nights and every game we play. It's a lot of fun.
All right, tell us how you found your way here. You could have gone obviously to a lot of schools, but you come across state, so to speak, and become a Golden Eagle.
Yeah, it was a good process for me. I'd say. It was later after they made that rule and found out about this place, came down a couple times, fell in love with it, and learned more about it, you know, over the years, and felt like this is where I needed to be.
So I'm assuming no regrets.
Yeah, no regrets at all. It's where I want to be for sure. I love this place.
All right, you got a great great career in front of you. You've set any goals for yourself as a young freshman on the team?
I wouldn't necessarily say any goals, but just every time I get in the box, trying to move a runner or do anything for the team that I can to put us in a position to win.
But it's got to feel pretty good to be a freshman and in the starting lineup on the, eighth-ranked team in the country as of this week.
Yes, sir. It feels good, but once again, not trying to get too high or too low. Just stay even on that line and just keep playing ball.
Well, welcome to Baseburg.
Yeah, it's good to be here. Thank you.
All right, Greg Eubanks, everybody. I love a freshman that says two things. I didn't even know what a slider was, and the pitcher looked like he was 10 feet away from me.
A slider, yeah. To them, it's a mini hamburger that they eat on Friday nights after football games, right, at high school.
How honest, refreshing is the honesty, though?
Yeah, I think going back to the when we had Matt Wallner in the studio after he signed his big contract with the Twins.
That was a great day, yeah.
And we said, how has your life been impacted the most? He goes, now instead of buying a chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A, I could buy the whole restaurant.
Yeah, yeah. I can eat there as much as I want now. It's great.
That's right. The things that some of us take for granted, right?
Yeah, so Greg Eubanks got a bright future in front of him. Kelly, kind of put in perspective how difficult it would be to come from a small high school and then try to hit Division I baseball pitching.
Especially from a smaller school, because you generally will play your size schools, right?
Right.
High schools are classified 1A through 7A. It might be a little bit easier for 7A guys to do it because they're seeing generally bigger schools, bigger mm-hmm. populations, mm-hmm. more talent. But with the smaller schools, it's really difficult because you might be seeing a 15 to 17 mile an hour difference in some of the pitches that you're seeing. And so having to make those adjustments. One of the things that the Southern Miss coaches always talked about is the athleticism of some of these guys. And I think that's lots of time, that's what they're getting when they're out recruiting, is not just good baseball players, but good athletes. Because mm-hmm. no matter what the sport is, if you're not athletic, you just can't make those adjustments like you need to physically, you know, mm-hmm. with your body. And I think mm-hmm. was one of the things that I took out of your interview with Gray, was that it's just, look, I'm capable of doing it. I just haven't had to do it.
Right.
Up until this point.
And it took time for him to learn to do it.
And it seems like, though, he's clicking on all cylinders.
He's hit the ball well since he's been in the lineup. You really hope that continues.
Now, let's just hope that everybody else catches fire,
too. Let me ask you this, too. I was thinking about this on the way to the studio today. I was thinking about Dre Barrett because I knew we were going to run this freshman's interview. This time last year, we're interviewing Dre Barrett. He's the freshman. He shocks everybody. He wins the third baseman. Nobody, no freshman wins him. You know, an everyday starting position on this team. That's very, very rare. And he had a great year. And so far, the season's half up, I get it. But so far, not as great a year as last year. Is there truth to this sophomore slump? And if so, what is that, Kelly?
I think it's all based on expectations. So you set this bar high as a freshman, so everybody expects you to move that bar a little bit higher the next year. Well, maybe you overperformed as a freshman. So it's not necessarily a sophomore slump. It would be if you compare it to the freshman year, but it is a sophomore slump when you compare it to the expectations that are falling upon you. And so it is tough. When you have a great freshman year, you've almost killed yourself because those are going to be the expectations going forward. And the fact of the matter is, it's just not realistic. The other thing is as a freshman, the opponents don't have a book of business on you, mm-hmm. right? They don't have any dirt. They don't know anything about you. So there's more chances that they're going to make a mistake in pitching to you. Well, now you've got a history, right? They know what your weaknesses are. Their job is to focus in on your weaknesses, and they're going to make it more difficult for you.
These coaches know how to do that, don't they?
So I think you piece all that together, and that's when you come up with what's called a sophomore slump.
So he's really, I mean, by every standard, he's having an excellent year, but it makes sense. But when you compare it to this flame that he put out his freshman year, then it doesn't look as great, even though it's still a solid year.
It's all based on expectations. Very, very similar to the team. The expectations after the quick start they got, mm-hmm. Southern Miss, everybody was thinking, oh, man, they're never going to lose a game. Well, it was all because the expectations were elevated.
Expectations are being exceeded in another sport here. That's women's softball. And we're going to talk to the lady that's leading this charge next on the Super Talk Eagle Hour.
Tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Our D-Bat sponsors this segment of the program. They're on Hardy Street, where you go for baseball, softball training. That's a beautiful facility down there if you've never seen it. Take your kids down there. Sign them up for a spring and summer camp, and you'll be glad you did. We appreciate all our good friends at D-Bat. And we really appreciate our friends at MCS Home Center. These are personal friends, Hank Lott and his family. Home repair, home remodeling, home construction. Everything you need for the next project, home, lawn, or garden, is available at MCS Home Center. And if you can't find it, Stone will find it for you. MCS is Hattiesburg's new improvement home.
And if you happen to have your shopping list at MCS and you forgot your reading glasses, you go, oh, man, I brought my list, but I can't read it. Never fear.
Peepers.
That's right. They've got the world famous peeper reading glasses. That
there you go. Peepers for Kelly.
I'm telling you, man,
they're
awesome.
You're proud of them glasses, aren't you?
They are. Well, and so are the people that make peepers. I mean, these aren't your Dollar General specials. These, you're going to pay a little more for these. But, man, you get a case, and they're really well put together.
And remind you, in case you don't know this, listeners, they were personally delivered to Mr. Santer here in the studio by MCS Home Center.
Mr. Santer, wow.
How about that?
That's really something. I got to get used to that.
All right. As we mentioned, softball is really doing great. Kelly's done a great job of covering softball for the show. Kelly, set this interview up.
And they are rocking and rolling. A season high wins in the Natalie Poole era. She's got a contract extension that she's now in the first year of. And the future of this program certainly looks bright. They're in the top two in the league right now in the Sun Belt. They've got James Madison coming in here this weekend. I had a chance to sit down and talk with Coach Poole as to, even though she's got the youngest team she's ever had, it's been the most successful team. How does that add up? When last we talked to you, Coach Poole, you were on your way to Troy, but since then, you 2 out of 3 almost swept that series over there. We thought that it was kind of a litmus test for your team as to really how good is this Southern Miss team. It's really cool the way things are going. Tell me about that series last weekend and where you are headed the rest of the season.
Yeah, I don't think that we've overthought like home and away too much. I think the main thing is securing each series, honestly. I think we know the importance of that and owning the series, because if you land tied with somebody, understanding that you have the edge whenever you win a series. And so from us going to App to us going to Troy, I think we've just kind of felt that way, that we needed to secure one game at a time, and being able to walk away with owning the series has been really important.
At the beginning of the year when we talked, you were confident the way that your team was going to hit the ball. Mm-hmm. Not with power, because you're the bottom of the league in home runs, but you're still winning games. Mm-hmm. But now that power is starting to show up, that's got to be kind of cool.
Yeah, it is fun. I mean, I think that in the end, we just kind of work on squaring up balls. You know, we concentrate a little bit more about that, just matching playing and doing those types of things that we feel like are going to help us score runs. And those things are going to result in home runs, but they're also going to result in hard balls through the infield, which do enough with our speed to be able to score some runs. And so really, I just want them having really solid contact, whatever that looks like.
Defensively, your team's numbers are off the charts. It's unbelievable the way they're playing defense. How much of that is athleticism, and how much is that is just softball acumen and prowess?
Well, I mean, I can definitely say that I'm super, super proud of the change that we've made defensively. Last year, I think we finished with a defensive percentage in the 940s, and right now we're about 985. And so part of that is personnel, and part of that is some experience and maturity. And then some of it's just, you know, just a little bit of grittiness, just a willingness and a want to do it. We do work on fundamentals so that we ensure that whenever the game time comes that we're prepared for those things. We spend a lot of time working on strategy and making quality decisions, but just fielding clean and playing clean has been our focus.
And I don't know that a lot of our listeners know that your contract has been extended. You're going to be here a while. What does that mean to your ability to do your job the best it can be, knowing that the future is secure, at least on paper?
Mm-hmm. I think it gives the coaches the freedom to be able to continue to work a process that they're working, and I'm really proud of that process. We've recruited some really great athletes, some really good people, and want to invest in them and want them to feel that as well, that we're going to be here for them, and so I've loved that. So we've continued to work the process that we've been trying to do from the beginning, and we're seeing it pay off. We have kids who are getting experience, getting maturity behind them, and people who are fighting, the right people in this program that care about what we're doing.
In your tenure now, what has been the biggest hurdle, mm-hmm. looking back on it? What's been the biggest hurdle that you have had to clear as a coach in getting this program where you wanted it to be?
I think a little bit of combination, just continued mentality of, you know, not settling and making sure that everybody is sort of on the same page, moving the right direction together, and then also just continued development and bringing in good athletes, athletes that we feel like can thrive and can compete in the Sun Belt.
I was talking to Hannah, and I kind of said, I don't really know how to react because we're not supposed to be any good in softball, but you guys are rocking and rolling. This is cool.
This is what we want to be. This is what we want to do for this program. program, for this university, for this community. This program was something special. It's been a long time. In 1999 and 2000 was basically the premier years of this program. And they've had some good years sprinkled in there and some good people that have come through the program and have tried to do some really good things. And for us, it's about making it better all the way around. And so that way it's good for years to come.
Hey, you guys are right there near the top of the standings in the Sun Belt now. Mm-hmm. To keep this going now in the second half, What's got to work? Is there anything that you're really worried about going into this second half, things that you guys have got to do better?
Yeah, I think consistency really is the key. Last year we started off in conference and we were in the top half going into the back half. And so we had a shot to be around, you know, anywhere from 2, 3, 4. We were sitting about number 4 for a while. And so we just kind of lost it there at the end. And so for us, each week, we'll talk a little bit about consistency. And the road isn't going to get any easier. We play Texas State. We've still got South Al, who's sitting at the top. ULM, that's always in contention. This weekend, this team is always kind of very competitive. And they know how to swing the bat a little bit. And so we want to make sure that we are owning each series that we go into. And we feel like if we do that, then we have a shot at being exactly where we want to be at the end.
But the pitching depth that you've got this year, you have not had, you know, up to this point. So where does that fit in the puzzle?
Absolutely. Well, I think it's taking that. You know, last year we had, you know, a little bit less in terms of number of pitchers. And I think that just by kind of growing that, and so we can use people like when we need to for short periods of time, longer periods of time, sometimes matching up hitter profiles to pitcher profiles whenever we can do that to put ourselves in a way that we feel like we can find some success, I think has mattered. It's made a difference.
Well, it's a lot of fun watching you guys play, and we wish you nothing but continued success. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you so much.
All right, that's Coach Natalie Poole, and you've been covering them since the start of the year, because one thing that we've always done on this show for 10 years, when we built this show, you and I made that decision long ago. We're going to cover all the sports. We're not just going to cover basketball, football, and baseball. Now more media is beginning to pay attention to softball, right?
Yeah. Yesterday I was there, and I mean, there were TV cameras and newspaper reporters, student reporters, and this is what happens when you start winning and playing well. A side note, the series begins today with James Madison. They're on an Easter schedule like the men are, but because of potential weather, game one, normally scheduled for 6 o'clock tonight, has been bumped back to 4 p.m. Okay. So just a couple hours after this show is over, game one at the softball complex. But Bob, the camp, they've got a spring in their step. I mean, this softball team is really playing well. And when you look at how young they are, this isn't supposed to happen.
Yeah.
So that makes it even more of an anomaly.
Tell the story about the players today and being a little nervous and watching their coach.
Well, yeah, because they're not used to being interviewed. And, of course, Coach was saying, well, when you're successful, this is what gets attention of different media outlets. And the girls sometimes, and you would expect this with any athletes, they're not experienced. So there's a lot of
Gray was a little that way when I interviewed him.
Yeah, and it's a little bit of, what was the question again? Or I'm not sure. Or
nervous, a little nervous.
Yeah, a lot of hesitancy. And so I said to the girls, I said, no, watch Coach Poole. You want to see a pro? Watch this. Boom. Right. And after it was over with, they went, Coach, that was awesome. Yeah, that was great. So, but it is good too. And I don't think it was really highly publicized that she's having the best year as a coach at Southern Miss. Got that contract extended. So,
well, I'm just so glad to see that, because they played a killer schedule preseason last year, and they never really recovered completely from that. A little different approach to the scheduling. I think she just found that perfect combination. And man, you know, you just don't know. These kids could go on a hell of a run here the last half of the year.
And it was before. When athletes, softball players would think about Southern Miss, they would think, well, there's no history there. There's no tradition. I just don't know about Southern Miss. Well, now it's a lot quicker sell. And she talked about part of this is athletes. I mean, you can be the best coach in the world, but if you don't have players, that's always been the case, though, right? but now softball is on the map of legitimacy at Southern Miss, and I it's just great to see.
Yeah, we have really good players. Makes you look a little better as a coach.
Amazing how good it can make you look. And what's interesting, too, is they're at the bottom of the league in home runs. but they're winning ball games, right? Yeah. So they're hitting with runners in scoring position, Bob.
Yeah, that's a refreshing. That's a refreshing. Let me close my eyes and just think about that for a couple of minutes. Yeah. That puts a smile on your face. You know, the only down thing I see about softball, and I know no one can do anything about it, I would love to see the facility moved onto the campus.
I think long range, that is the idea, like maybe where the intramural fields are.
I think that would be so cool to have softball right by baseball. Wouldn't that be great?
And if they could then add the track and field complex there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I agree.
You could literally walk around campus from sporting event to sporting event.
But congratulations to Coach Poole and those girls. They're really doing a great job. Heath Hinton from Big Gold Nation, he's been another one that's helped us for the past 10 years, and we're going to thank him next.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Last segment of our show every day is sponsored by two very dear friends to me and Kelly, and that is Cindy and Marty Vick at Jewel Masters. They've been around since 1984, and Jewel Masters is the place, always has been, continues to be the place to go for top dollar for gold, silver, old coins, old jewelry. You're just not going to get more money anywhere else. Going to be always confidential when you deal with Marty Vick, and you know you're always going to be treated fairly. That's a real important point to make. This man is always going to treat you fairly. Jewel Masters, Highway 98 West, right across from Academy Sports. And Kelly and I, two things we think about when we think about Jewel Masters. We think about what an angel walking the earth Cindy is, and we think about what a weak moment Marty must have caught her in years ago, Kelly.
Yeah, what was she thinking?
I have no idea.
Her and Julia Roberts, when Julia Roberts married Lyle Lovett. What's going on? How does that happen? There's still hope for me, Bob, if you know.
Marty will be laying for you the next time you show up with some grills trying to sell them, brother.
Yeah, I won't get near the price.
As we've been saying, you know, tomorrow's going to be our 10th anniversary show, and we just want to thank people that have made the show possible. And one's on the phone with us right now, and we couldn't let this go by without bringing Heath Hinton from Big Gold Nation. He's a good friend to Kelly and I and Dima, all of us really, that cover Southern Miss sports. And Heath, I just got to tell you, with all of our listeners out there attuned, just want to thank you for every contribution that you've made to our show through the years. You're a good friend, a good ally, and man, we value your input, and you never fail to show when we ask you to come on, so thank you, my man.
Well, thank y'all for having me on. It's always been a blast, and always had guys, you know, Andrew, Dima, just guys that I've become friends with, Kelly, you, and always been a blast to come on and get to know you guys and become friends with you guys. So thank you for having me on and making my world better.
I asked Heath one time, Bob, if there was anything we could do for him, and he said, yeah, would you send Ernesto, my yard man, would you send Ernesto? And I said,
did you?
He's not for hire.
I'm sorry. And by the way, you don't have to be nice about Dima. We know you really don't like him. He's not here today, so you don't have to. You don't have to make that story. I'm just kidding.
Let me tell you something. I don't know. Dima worked for me a little bit at Big Old Nation for a while, and I think the world of the kid. Yeah. He's such a good kid, and so happy that he's going to be a daddy real soon. So,
well, I'll say this about Dima Mixon, and Kelly can jump in here. Anybody, you couldn't get to know Dima that you wouldn't grow to love Dima. He's just that kind of wonderful young man. So we're very happy to have him here.
He is a little naive, though, Bob, because as Heath said, he is going to become a daddy soon.
Yeah.
But sometimes with his controversial articles, Southern Miss fans have called him a mother. instead of a daddy. Yeah. So I don't.
Heath has been known to have a few comments thrown his way. That's never happened though. Heath, no one's ever gotten mad at you for anything you've ever written.
No, I mean I've never been called bad names on Twitter or anything. I think the Southern Miss fan base is great. They're emotional. They're into it,
yeah.
And that's something to be thankful for because a lot of places with baseball do not have that.
Right.
So I'm all for it. Bring it on. It's fun.
All right. Now we got 2 minutes left, but I want you to envision the bridge, the Tallahatchie Bridge, right outside of town, and talk those guys off the edge, Heath. There's no need to commit Harry Caray just yet, is there?
No. I mean, there's still some time for baseball, and Southern Miss builds up a lot because of the early season and what they've done. And look, Southern Miss always goes through a slump in the middle of the season. It happens. I think what people are a little upset about this year is they're just not seeing the way it started.
Right.
Usually it hasn't started like that, and it started so fast, and then people expect to keep that going, and that's impossible.
Right.
They're going to stumble. I expect them hopefully to get things going this weekend. And pitching, not people down on pitching, but look, pitching can't be nails every week. Sometimes the batters have got to pick them up too. Right. And it'll all work itself out, but I got faith in Coach Oz. They'll get this thing straightened, but
yeah.
Leadership on the team is going to have to step up and make some plays.
I think Kelly made such a great point early in the show. He said, the season got off to such an incredible start, 15-2, I think.
Against top teams in the country.
Top teams in the country. So that expectation level was at the roof. And you just almost impossible to keep that going all year, right, Heath?
Yeah, and look, baseball's a game of adjustments. You come out strong, teams adjust to you. We're seeing it now, getting over. Being able to get ahead in counts. Southern Miss is letting pitchers dictate, get ahead in counts. And we're seeing what that happens at the plate when, that happens. So you're going to have to adjust on that. Now Southern Miss is going to have to adjust. And when they adjust, things will change. It's taken a little longer to adjust than it has in the past. But we've seen this before. I mean, was it Coastal Carolina where they got blitzed two games, came
right.
back and won the third one, and it kind of started stuff last year.
Right.
It was kind of down. Then they went 20-something straight. So, I mean, it happens. It's just sit back, relax. It's gonna find itself.
All right, my friend, again, Kelly and I both want to thank you for your friendship and all the contributions you make to the Eagle Hour. And you're not off the hook. They're going to keep letting us do this for some unexplainable reason. And we'll be calling on you again soon.
Always here for you guys, no matter what. I appreciate everything, guys. God bless.
All right, Heath Hinton, everybody. Big Gold Nation. All right, Kelly, 2-hour show tomorrow.
I'll have to take a nap.
You will. Don't go to Movie Star before. You'll never make it through. I like to never made it through the hour yesterday.
Thanksgiving stuffed yesterday.
Oh,
huh?
My goodness. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Hope you'll join us for our anniversary edition. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
To the sea.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.